Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, pediatric cases of COVID are surging. I think Michigan had at least 70 kids end up in the hospital just this week alone from COVID. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about another woman has come down with a severe blood clot, I believe another CVST or a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis brain clot after 2 weeks after taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This comes as many officials were kind of hoping that today the FDA would re-release the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back into the mix with our vaccine protocol with certain warnings. We're going to talk about what's the latest with that. Caitlyn Jenner has announced a run for California governor, and there is an expected recall election of Governor Newsom, and Caitlyn Jenner is going to run, and she says, I'm in. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how the Olympics are, I think, less than 3 months away, and Tokyo, as well as much of the country of Japan, is dealing with a surge in cases, possible lockdown. So we're going to talk about that. India is still grappling with cases, even though we've been doing fairly well, compared to other countries, we're starting to see a surge in cases, even in Florida. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one thing I want to open with, and this is ridiculous. So for those of you that live in the New Hampshire, I believe Massachusetts area, along that border, you might have felt what was an earthquake. Small earthquake. There was some aftershocks last night. But it wasn't an earthquake. It was a massive blast from a gender reveal party. Apparently, somebody wanted to announce the sex of their unborn child in a very socially media viral way. And unfortunately, ruined homes, water lines, they're in trouble. So residents complained that the foundations to their homes were damaged after families set off 80 pounds of explosives at the Toro Mayo Quarry on Tuesday evening around 7 p.m. to celebrate their fetus's sex, gender. Police in Kingston, a New Hampshire town not far from the Massachusetts border, received a flurry of 911 calls from terrified homeowners after shockwaves rattled properties within a 20-mile radius of this quarry. Now, no injuries, but the force of explosion could be felt in towns as far off as in Massachusetts. So some people thought it was an earthquake, but it was an 80-pound, I guess, silo of tannerite explosive. And it was blown up with blue chalk to create the colored smoke for the gender reveal. The family purposely chose the quarry because they thought it would be the safest spot to blow up the material. People just love blowing stuff up. So the blast rocked their home. Some reported property damage. And, of course, authorities are ticked. The rest of us are wondering why. Oh, by the way, tannerite, it's an actual explosive target that you could get for firearms practice. It's known as a, quote, binary explosive because there are two components that have to kind of be active so it can't just explode on its own. So you mix aluminum powder with ammonium nitrate. Now, law enforcement experts say 80 pounds of tannerite is enough to cause substantial damage to a house. How it caused damage to multiple houses and even water lines? Wow. And it could produce a nice puff of smoke upon being struck by a bullet, and it can make also a loud noise. So people like it for target practice. I think we've used it before, but it's just, I'm not sure what's at our gun range. So not very, very, not smart. There were apparently two planes. Pilots were releasing a pink substance in the sky for a reveal party when they, I guess, crashed into the sea and died near Cancun, Mexico. Apparently the expected couple and their guests were filming a small propeller plane from a boat and were heard shouting, "It's a girl," and then they saw the aircraft plunge into the Chapultepec Lagoon. Not sure why it lost power, but apparently the pilot, the co-pilot, died. And, these gender reveal parties are getting more and more ridiculous because there's this trend and this drive to be viral and to document everything that happens with your baby's, I guess, growth and development. And maybe that's what, remember we talked about public sex the other day? Maybe people want to be videotaped so they can say, you see, that's how you were conceived. Now, I can't speak for all babies, but if I knew any of that, I would tell my parents, please, TMI, I don't want to know, I don't care. But you have this feeling that parents don't do enough to document their child's development. But I'm going to tell you something. Kids would rather have their parents alive. Remember in February, a New York man was killed when he and his brothers were assembling a device to be used at his girlfriend's gender reveal party? And Christopher Peckney, a 28-year-old, died because it blew up and sent shrapnel to his legs and abdomen. Where this all came from is a blogger, Jenna Carvanitis, suggested using this, like maybe a creative flair with a cake, like pink icing or whatever. And she did that to reveal the gender of her soon-to-be-born child. This has been going on since the early 2000s, but people took it an extra level. Some have used, I guess, alligators to bite into a piece of fruit, and then the colors that spew out are either pink or blue. It just doesn't make sense. But multiple people getting hurt. And if this happened in my neighborhood, I would be ticked. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLIE. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, yeah, thank you for reaching out. I was supposed to get my colonoscopy today, but apparently my insurance was going to charge me an arm and a leg or have me pay an arm and a leg because of the high deductible insurance plans that we all have now. But my colonoscopy would have been free once I turned 50. So I'm going to wait until I turn 50, just a little bit off, and then it's completely covered. So that's why I didn't get my colonoscopy. Problem is I did start some of the prep, and so I might be running in now to go potty. Okay, so coronavirus vaccine issues. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we were kind of expecting to be re-released. It had been suspended and paused by the CDC and the FDA temporarily so they could look into the blood clot risk. There was about 9 out of 7.1 million vaccines administered. Now we hear of a 10th. This woman had died in Oregon within 2 weeks of sustaining a blood clot to the brain, the CVST. And the woman's name has not been revealed. Her identity is still currently investigated, and they haven't revealed her name yet. But her vaccination was one of more than 87,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson administered in the state of Oregon. And the investigation still isn't complete, so they still want to be careful, you know, attributing her death to that. But she's another one that possibly had a clot that went to the brain that unfortunately could have been Johnson & Johnson vaccine related. So many people have asked, still low number, why aren't we having access to the vaccine? Others are saying, why would the vaccine ever come back to market? Well, we kind of talked about the pros and cons. Apparently, blood clots have been linked, we're being told, to the other vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna. I don't know how many cases. I haven't seen the data yet, but we're being told that blood clots could happen with any vaccine. So the last thing they want is to open up a can of worms and have none of the vaccines out there and available to people who want to get it now. On the flip side, you know, why are they making such a big deal about 9 or 10 cases? Well, because they are big deals. You know, when somebody possibly dies from something, the public officials or doctors don't want to get this wrong. Doctor doesn't want to tell a healthy person, go and get a vaccine just to find out that they got a clot, died 2 weeks later. They want to know that what they're recommending is safe. Now, the reason why this has been so heavy on a lot of our hearts, and this has been such a difficult topic, is as a physician, I write medicine every day. I've written medicine now for decades. And gratefully and thankfully, not one person has died from a medicine that I have prescribed. Even though there's those 1 in a million chances, and let me knock on wood, but I don't have any wood around here. Even though there's a 1 in a million chance of something happening, an allergy, a Steven Johnson's reaction, somebody getting Clostridium difficile because the antibiotic knocks out a lot of their microbiome and then they get this opportunistic infection. Yeah, thank God, not one of the prescriptions I've ever written turned out to cause somebody to die. Same thing with vaccines. Not one of the vaccines I have given any child, any adult throughout my career turned around and caused an adverse event. So I am, not that I know of. So I like those numbers. But if I had suggested something and they did get that 1 in a million reaction, I would have a tough time sleeping. I'd have a very, very tough time. And then I would have to make that decision. Look, am I still helping the majority of people by recommending that they do this? And I tell myself yes, and I would continue to recommend the vaccine or the medication. So since I've never been in this position where I recommended something and somebody died, it is so easy for me as a doctor to say, guys, go get the vaccine, do it. You know, the odds are in your favor. May the odds forever be in your favor. You're going to be fine. Go ahead, get it. Go get the vaccine, whatever. But when you aren't looking at people as numbers, and you're looking at people as people, you start to get a little nervous. I don't want to be a doctor to tell somebody to not vaccinate, and then they get COVID and die. So I am going to tell people to get a vaccine. But I am scared that a healthy person could walk in having a life ahead of them, all excited about, you know, them, you know, just becoming an adult and you know, career bound. And then, unfortunately, they get that 1 in a million chance of having a bad event, a bad reaction. So this starts to make the conversation of a rare side effect more vocal, more discussed or highlighted, because you don't want to be the one to tell somebody to go do something or not do something and then something happens to them. Now, the reason why I am still pro-vaccine is because we're getting weird news about this COVID virus. Weird meaning this is an unpredictable son of a gun. So as we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the show, in Michigan, we've had over 70 children hospitalized just from Monday to Thursday. Hospitalized with COVID. What the heck? COVID is not supposed to be that deadly, or is not supposed to affect kids to that degree. But a recent study has found that I believe almost 12% of kids that actually get COVID will end up hospitalized. Well, 12% is kind of a high number. Now, less than, I think, 0.2% die. But, you know, 1 in 12 kids becoming hospitalized, that starts to change our thinking when it comes to this virus being out there and kids getting vaccinated. So for those people out there going, they're making too big a deal about the Johnson & Johnson blood clot, there's only been 10 now, possibly in 7.1 million. It's never a big deal when you in science do your reevaluation. Alright? I think any time it has to do with a child or an adult or somebody's health or public health, you should revisit it. You can't base your decisions on old science. The 2019 COVID-19 virus wild type, we're calling it, is old news. In Michigan, we think that we are having an overwhelmed state because it's the UKB117 variant. All right, so reevaluate. If we have a vaccine that might not be working against a variant, evaluate it. It's not about the narrative. It's not about politics. In science, we always reevaluate. We might be tired. We might be like, woo. I mean, I just finished the study with students. It started about 3 years ago, this study. You're exhausted. You're like, whew, I'm done for a while. Well, no, because there could always be new data. So now that we're looking at, wait a second, this new variant is affecting kids, this UKB117. This P1 variant, this Brazilian variant, appears to affect younger people. In India, India is overwhelmed, and there, I think it's the B1361, I have to double check. That variant is affecting younger people. So now the topic comes in going, all right, well, younger people might have to get vaccinated. So now people say, okay, now wait a second. Maybe these side effects, you know, aren't as, you know, minuscule as we think because you're bringing in your child now to get the vaccine. Now, do I think children are going to get blood clots from this vaccine, from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? No. Do I think we need to investigate it? Oh, heck yeah. I think we do. A mass vaccination program that involves children, we really need to have our data. Do we do nothing? Do we wait? No, because kids are, unfortunately, being hospitalized with COVID. Almost 12%? Really? This is out of a study of 20,000 children. In just one cohort, they looked at almost 12% needing hospitalization. About, was it 3% needing to be in the ICU? That's not cool. That means, you know, this isn't a cold, as we've been saying. I know it's frustrating, people. You know, I wish I could just say, guys, there's too much hype about the virus, or, you know, the vaccines aren't safe. I can't do that, because when you weigh everything together, you know, we got some decisions to make. Which is why, if they want to study something, let them study it. Because I don't want anything halfway be rushed through. 1-877-DOCTOR. Go ahead.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can now resume after the CDC and FDA lifted the 11-day pause while studying reports of blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein was part of the CDC's advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare.
15 women out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine got blood clots. 3 of them died. Information sheets on the findings will now be distributed to providers about the risks of blood clots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The American public should feel reassured about the safety systems and protocols that we have in place around the COVID-19 vaccines.
She also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby. This is USA Radio News. Some dangerous weather in parts of the Mississippi and the Carolinas as heavy rain and thunderstorms rumbled across the region. On Friday, some areas of the southeast were under freeze warnings and frost advisories, with several cities dipping to below normal. Conditions have gotten worse, with hail, damaging winds, flooding, downpours, and even tornadoes continuing to threaten the region. On Friday night, at least one tornado tore through Hardeman and Wilbarger counties. Softball-sized hail fell over parts of Ford County, Texas. In total, the National Weather Service received 100 reports of severe weather on Friday night, stretching from Texas to the far western Florida panhandle. The Indonesian Navy said it found debris from its lost submarine, indicating that the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in an area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the sub since it went missing on Wednesday, about 60 miles north of Bali. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've spoken to you all about how I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum in my family. And autism and Tourette's and some of these neurodiverse sort of challenges that people have aren't necessarily challenges. They are sometimes some of the smartest, most intelligent, most creative beings. And having somebody who's neurodiverse on your team is a huge asset. Having taught students who were neurodiverse, they could run rings around their professors. But the problem is some of them might not get through the interview process. They might not have the social sort of swagger that other non neurodiverse applicants have. So joining us next, I'm very excited about our next guest, is Carla Grant Pickens, IBM Chief Diversity Officer, to kind of talk to us about how tech companies are kind of helping those with neurodiversity get, you know, into jobs and how to kind of, you know, approach an employer's thinking. Carla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, this is so, so important because, you know, there are so many people out there that are gifted and they have, you know, they have this unfortunate stereotype of being autism spectrum, and I love the term neurodiverse because it is a form of diversity.
It really is. It really is. So neurodiversity is acceptance and respect for people with neurological differences. And as you stated, it could be various and very invisible to people who are neurodivergent in many of our daily interactions. However, it includes everyone. It includes people who are autistic. You could have attention deficit, hyperactivity, dyslexia. You could have a language or comprehension delay. It really is various neurological differences. These individuals do not have a disease to be cured, right? They are different. All of us are different, right? And it doesn't mean that they want to be treated less than.
So true, so true. And I believe that many, you know, having worked with students for most of my careers, I believe that many of the employers out there or even schools or institutions will lose out not accepting some people that are neurodivergent or, you know, having some of the other skills because they, like I said, they don't make it past the social sort of milestones, if you will. You know, it's, yeah, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so you're right, you know. We actually champion people with diverse abilities. This is, like you stated, you're spot on. This is untapped potential that organizations are missing out on bringing into the workplace. We really think about our neurodiverse talent in a very innovative way. They bring so much creativity and opportunity for us to be able to explore innovation and technology and different aspects of work that you may have found that you may not have been able to harness in the past. We're finding that this talent is dedicated, have a strong attention to detail, heavily savvy in various aspects of business, also being able to show up and be loyal and honest, dedicated to their work and the output, and a decrease even in errors, high accuracy and high quality level of outcomes in their jobs. So these are just a few benefits of this talent in the workplace.
So, you know, IBM has been on the forefront of this. What are some of the programs that IBM is doing?
Yeah, so we've did some research, and you will find, and like you stated, with having four people in your family, that 1 in 50 people are autistic, and the ratio decreases to 1 in 20 that are neurodivergent. So this could be a partner, a spouse. You could have an invisible, undiagnosed neurodiverse difference that you haven't even known, that there are so many resources and tools out here to support the opportunity for you to do better and perform better. And so we're doing quite a few things. We're trying to really push, and I thank you for the platform, to really help people to see this in a new light. One is being able to remove barriers of entry into the job. So we are encouraging people to safely and supportively identify as neurodiverse and request accommodations at the candidate stage of employment. This means that you may not do well or may not want to do a traditional application online, a traditional interview process. So we're allowing for flexibility to be able to show up the way you are and to be able to have a conversation about your skills and your passions and your capabilities for the job for which you apply. So it throws out all of the traditional ways of checking the boxes and really allowing us to live outside of boxes, right? So that's one way. You that process so that if they need specific tools that will help them during the interview process, we will provide those support tools. We also provide, once they're hired, they can identify and get ongoing support and tools to help them be successful at work. So, for instance, a simple thing that neurodivergent, someone who may have a neurodivergent support tool would be, I just need some noise counseling headphones. This removes distraction and noise so that they can focus. Like many people would probably want to have something like that. But that's something that really supports this community's ability to perform. And that's just one of many tools that we provide for this community.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. We're speaking to Carla Grant Pickens, IBM Chief Diversity Officer. And I know there's some employers out there probably thinking, well, look, you know, I can't have high maintenance. Let me just say right now that I worked with a team of people. One had Asperger's, and the others didn't. And the Asperger person was not as well liked by others because he didn't get involved in the drama. He was my favorite person because there was no drama. Meanwhile, there's this toxic environment going on with everybody getting into each other's business. And my colleague, he just did his job. So I got to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I prefer working with those that either have Asperger's or autism or dyslexia. They just don't seem to get involved with the drama that many other people do, unfortunately, in some workplaces.
Yeah, this is really about focusing in on abilities, right? And those abilities and the way in which they show up, very team-oriented, very supportive. And you're right. You know, you're not going to have that drama. And we are looking for employees who are going to be open. You know, let's remove these biases. And we actually offer a hiring manager's training so that we can have them to show up and be able to equip them with the right information and tools to conduct these interviews in a very non-biased way to really be able to look at the skills and the capabilities so that that talent can be successful. We also have what we call our neurodiversity education bundle. It's called Neurodiversity 101, so it's like a class, the introductory class. It allows all of our employees to be able to become an ally and show up as a mentor, as a coach, to support this community. They also have a private community by which they share their experiences and tips on how they're succeeding in our workplace. And we also have a community for allies. And look, you know, we have support for people who may be parents of children who are neurodiverse. You may have family members, like you said, nieces, nephews, cousins, a partner, a spouse.
Absolutely.
We are providing tools for that for the whole person.
And absolutely. So how can people find more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So at www.ibm.com/equal. Let's learn more together.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carla. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I just don't understand how these things happen. 77 inmates at an Iowa prison were given a COVID vaccine, a Pfizer COVID vaccine, but they were given 6 times the dose. 77 inmates. Why? Maybe somebody didn't dilute them? Usually, I think Moderna might come pre-mixed, but with the Pfizer comes concentrate, so you have to dilute it. So maybe somebody didn't realize or didn't read the directions. Not sure how the heck that happened. Just administered 6 doses to each. So 77 Iowa prison inmates have not become ill. from what we understand, have not needed hospitalization, but they're watching them. The incident happened on Tuesday, so it's been a few days, at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. It's a maximum security prison for men. And they are currently investigating how the heck this happened. They said the large majority of the inmates continue to have very minor symptoms, consistent with those that received the recommended dose of the vaccine. Sore arm, body aches. One inmate has experienced a low-grade fever, which was treatable with Tylenol. So what would six times the dose do? I don't think it would kill anybody, to be honest. I think they would be getting an amount of mRNA, that extra mRNA that they don't need if the cells are overwhelmed. They might make a very strong immune response to COVID. This, unfortunately, can actually turn into a very interesting study. And if they monitor them, see if they ever get COVID or any sort of other disease. I mean, they might be like supermen now. But prison officials have consulted with experts at the University of Iowa, the federal CDC, as well as Pfizer, who manufactured the vaccine. I wonder how that conversation went. Hey, guys. Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, the CDC. I am a CDC so-and-so. Mr. Smith, how can I help you? Well, apparently we gave the inmates six times the dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Can you kind of explain to us what we could expect? You did what? We gave them six times the dose. Why? I don't know. We're investigating that. What kind of a gomer would put that much of a vaccine that's in short supply into one arm? Sorry, sir, it was 77 arms. You know what? I'll have to call you back. Click. But I'm not sure how that conversation went. But the experts recommended that the patients be monitored for at least 48 hours. They're in jail or in prison, so I'm sure they're going to be monitored pretty well. But they didn't deserve this. So Kimberly Kohlenhofer, 51 years old, of Fairfield, told the Register Wednesday that her son Anthony is among the affected inmates. She said he had nausea, lack of appetite, severe bruising at the injection site, and severe dehydration. So currently, the administration of the COVID-19 vaccines have halted in the prison, probably because they lost now how many... Okay, let me just kind of do the math. 77 times 6 is what, 500? Let me see here. 77 times 6, 462. So, yeah, they've now administered an extra 450-some shots that they didn't need to. And so they probably have to, like, wait for more. You're not getting more now. But the other inmates who still haven't gotten it needed. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But come on, people, really. You know, with that Walgreens giving saline vaccines only and some people giving empty shots. Really, we can't do better than this. You read the directions. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. I'm telling you guys right now, those of us that go into medicine are not rocket scientists. Hey, I think any other industry has people that can be more brilliant than somebody like me that learns how to do an injection. It's not that hard. That's how I got through medical school. Okay? I am not a Rhodes Scholar. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not brilliant. I'm not. I just read the directions, and I do as I'm trained. Now, there could be a lack of training. Speaking of training, people are ready for the Olympics. Our Olympians have been training, and they are looking clutch. Man, I can't wait to watch the Olympics. Still don't know if it's going to go on. Apparently, the Olympics in Tokyo say, no, we are still going on. We are still moving forward. But Tokyo has been placed under, quote, emergency orders due to the rising rates of COVID. Now, the Olympics are supposed to start in 3 months. Tokyo and Japan's second largest metropolitan area of Osaka have been now placed under, quote, emergency orders trying to stem the surge in cases of coronavirus. The measures take place during Japan's, quote, Golden Week holiday period. Now, they're meant to limit travel, keep people out of public places. It's supposed to end by May 11th. just ahead of the widely reported visit to Hiroshima by the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. So before Thomas Bach comes, they want to kind of clean COVID up. Not sure if they can clean COVID up that quickly. Now, Bach said this week that the visit planned for May 17th to 18th is still in the planning phase. But his presence was immediately criticized by those who say that the Olympics are being prioritized ahead of public safety. So they say Japan should decide its own public health policies. There is no reason we should be told by Mr. Bach what to do. That's according to Yushiro Tamaki, the head of the Democratic Party for the People. Now, the Bach said the duration of the state of emergency had nothing to do with his planned visit to the city. He would greet the Olympic torch relay. Hiroshima, as we remember, was destroyed in 1945 during the atomic bombing over the city. And apparently they like to use that as a backdrop for visiting politicians and dignitaries. So they're saying this has nothing to do with the Olympics. People are like, do we go to the Olympics? They're going to be limiting, family. They're going to be limiting spectators. But the story is we have rising cases of COVID. Now, in America, let me just say, hospitalizations appear to have dropped a little bit. We're back under the 10,000 level at 9,900. Still had about another 100 deaths, 7,900 cases reported over the last few hours. India has about 262,000 new cases, 1,700 deaths, don't have hospitalization rates. Their hospitals are being overwhelmed. Still seeing cases in Russia, UK, Italy, Germany, Poland, Iran is soaring, Mexico, Ukraine, Indonesia, just obviously, we have still a very powerful wave. In Japan, we're being told that they've had another 36 people die, 5,400 cases, but that could be an underestimation as reporting is still a little slow to come in. So their third state of emergency now is going to shut down orders for bars, department stores, malls, theme parks, theaters, museums. Even restaurants that do not serve alcohol are being asked to close early. Public transportation, schools will stay open, but universities are asked to return to online classes. So they hope that they can start kind of getting a grip of this. Japan has attributed about 10,000 deaths due to COVID-19. They say overall they're doing better than other countries, but they've only vaccinated less than 1% of their population. They also have not been as strict with lockdowns as other places. And we're going to be talking about later in the show how the lockdowns fared. California is starting to look pretty good, which is why they are moving to reopen. But hopefully the Olympics can still go on, but it's not going to be the Olympics that we're used to seeing. 1-877-DR-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.